Well, hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Not a JPEG.
Not a JPEG, a podcast about the future of NFTs and Web3.
Where we're going to talk about all the different sectors of society and how NFTs are going to completely revolutionize how we start, scale, and sell businesses.
Absolutely. And I think before we dive into this, you know, first episode and tell you a bit about what we're going to be doing here and why, et cetera, I think we should probably introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Who we are, what we do, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so starting with this guy right here, this is Michael. Michael is an art director here in Canada. He's actually the third highest ranked art director in Canada, which is kind of a big deal. He's also pretty handsome, but he's worked for numerous large companies on a lot of really awesome creative work and has been recognized internationally at a variety of different award shows such as Cannes Lion, the one show in DNAD.
Absolutely. And over here, you've got Katarina. My partner in crime, first and foremost, she is a serial entrepreneur. She pivoted from pre-med and started her own award-winning bakery right here in our city. And, you know, she's touched almost every single sector from grocery, food service, brick and mortar retail, e-commerce, and now entering the legal cannabis space. She's a Forbes 30 Under 30 nominee, and she's won countless and countless local grants and entrepreneurial competitions. She's an incredible, incredible individual. Aww. I am a little bit biased because she's also my wife.
Aww. But yeah, there you go. Husband and wife talking about NFTs.
Cats out of the bag.
You guys are going to learn a lot more about us over, you know, the course of the length of this journey. And we're glad you're here. Let's get into it. Michael, why NFTs? Why are we spending our time talking about NFTs? What got you into NFTs?
Right. So we've had very different sort of origin stories. Mm-hmm. As part of my, profession, part of being a creative, at least for me, is staying on top of culture, you know, and consuming culture incessantly, you know, and trends, that sort of thing. So for me, you know, that comes in the form of everything, you know, mm-hmm. it's playing video games, it's listening to podcasts, reading books, watching movies, watching TVs, that sort of thing, you name it. And so I had first heard the term NFT in late December of 2020. Early January 2021. Of course, they've been around much longer than that. Been in crypto prior to that, understood the space and heard the word NFT, and I was like, what the hell is an NFT? And, you know, this was just as the word was becoming a bit of a buzzword in the space and before, you know, NFTs really saw its sort of year of glory. And so for me, part of getting into something is immersing myself within it. And, you know, that means getting my hands dirty. And I was like, okay, I need to buy one of these things. And my first NFT, late January, early February, was the Bitcoin Angel by Trevor Jones. It was digital art. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was before even this, you know, profile picture phase, before any of that. And it was my first NFT. I got it. And then I've been in this space ever since, right? Knee deep, waist deep, neck deep.
Drowning sometimes.
Yep, yeah. Definitely. So, and I haven't looked back ever since. So,
no reason to look back because this is the future. So I got into NFTs thanks to Michael. Hearing him yap about them constantly at dinner.
Guilty.
While we're getting ready for bed, in the morning, over text, sending me things. Eventually I'm like, okay, I got to pay attention to this. And at first I was really skeptical because I was like, okay, guys, like it's just JPEGs. Like it's just images. I didn't understand the implications of digital authentication at the time. Even though I have a background now and understanding crypto, super bullish on digital currencies, I think that's a huge part of our future that we're going to be seeing. And so I gave it some time. I thought about it. I read about it. I learned about it. And then my entrepreneurial brain just sort of like it just made sense. It was like, wow, this is going to revolutionize every part of our world.
Yes.
In one way, shape, or form.
100%.
And it's so exciting that we're here now. And I just wanted to get involved in it somehow. And so this is one of the manifestations of that. And I can't wait to see what other things this journey is going to take us on.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, what Katarina just said is a large part of, you know, why we're here. We've mm-hmm. spent the last year in this space and it has been a year.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my God.
It's been a year.
It's been crazy.
It's moved so fast.
And so fast.
That's part of the thing with NFTs is that it moves incredibly fast. You know, started with digital art, right? Where
and we went into PFP land and ape everything.
Monkeys everywhere. So many monkeys.
So many monkeys.
You know, ETH hitting 4K,
which is exciting, and then ETH where it is now, which is exciting.
Yes,
maybe?
For some.
For now.
Yeah, if you're a believer, for
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
You know, the quasi sort of free mint phase that we're in right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Goblin Town and all these like really crazy, you know, performance art piece NFTs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the space has just moved so quick. It's like lightning.
But what's crazy, even despite how fast this is moving, is like, this is the beginning, guys.
Yeah, just the beginning.
We are so early. And anybody who's been in this space has heard this. You know, it's said on every Twitter space. We're so early. We're so early. What does that mean? Like, we're going to look back on this technology in a year, 2 years, 5 years, and we're going to be like, wow, that was just so rudimentary. Even though right now, everything we're doing with Web3 and smart contracts is like as advanced as it's gotten. It's changing every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
New ideas are coming to the table.
100%. And, you know, it's a really exciting time, not just because of, you know, the tech, but the fact that we are, we're in a bear market. And, you know, that's scary for some, but the beauty of where we are right now is it's actually begun to weed out a lot of the people that were here just for the money.
Yeah, that was one big part of this last year that I think anybody who's been in the space can, you know, resonate with. And people who are outside of the space can also look to it and see it as a sticking point. And the fact that there's been, I'd say, too many projects where people got really wealthy really fast, promising a bunch of things on a roadmap, and then too many people got rugged. And it's true. It's a sticking point. It is a real issue,
yep,
but that's, you
absolutely
know, that comes with the territory. This is the wild, wild west. There's no regulation. People are here for the gold rush and, you know, they're a snake oil salesman in an open free economy. And that's kind of what NFTs kind of are right now, this weird quasi open capitalist situation.
Yeah. And I think long gone are these days of the ruggers. I mean, I think we'll still see quite a bit of that, but it's getting harder and harder. And mm-hmm. So we're trimming a lot of the fat, we're trimming a lot of the saturation and a lot of the people who are here for the quick and easy buck. And this is the exciting aspect of where we're going and where the space is going. It's maturing.
Yeah.
Right?
Bear markets build, you know, societies, they build kingdoms.
Yep.
They build real businesses. Real businesses.
Absolutely.
Which is really exciting. And another thing that we've noticed in the last year as well, too, there's a lot of really young people, like under 18.
There's not necessarily anything wrong with that.
Oh, no. But there's a lot of young people getting into this space, very intelligent. But they're starting these NFTs and they're not really realizing that they're launching an actual breathing business.
Yep.
You know, They're there to launch an art project. They're there to make a lot of money. Whatever their reasons are, they were there. And it was, you know, I'm not an old fart, but, you know, I've been around, I've run a business, I've helped other people run businesses. I understand a little bit more than a lot of these kids who started NFTs and minted out and became millionaires with all these promises and have no idea where they go next. There were many Twitter spaces that I got to sit in and even ask questions. And I was like, oh my gosh, these guys are kids. And it makes me feel really old, but you can just hear the inexperience. You can hear that they have good intentions. They want the best, but you can tell that they don't know how they're going to execute on that fully. Or they haven't really thought about the fact that, you know, you say this one thing on your roadmap, but how are you actually going to get there? Do you know how much it costs? Have you accounted for any challenges that are going to come along the way? What are your key partners? That sort of thing. So they just, you know, there's a lot of new people who are getting into the space, which is exciting. Like, that's one of the beautiful things about Web3. And the women in Web3 space talks about this a lot. Like, it's a first time we can actually build things that are equitable, things for the people, yep, decentralization. You know, you don't have to know people as much anymore to actually make it for now, which is incredible. This is why this time is just so exciting, because anybody can enter it. And if you have a good idea and you work hard and you put your eggs in the right basket, you have a higher chance of actually striking out and building something, which is really cool.
But I was going to say, at the same time, the way that NFTs are structured, it's kind of backwards from the way the real world is structured when you're starting out a business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, usually you start out, you got maybe a little bit of, you know, a runway, you know, money to kickstart your business, but it's a hustle, it's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of backwards here. You know, you create this project, you mint out, and boom, in 6 seconds, you've got millions.
Which is unheard of.
Which is unheard of.
Like, there's no seed round that a 17-year-old is running, unless it's a unicorn, where they're going to make, you know, $5 million.
Yeah,
like,
to start.
Crazy.
And so, you know, you get that sort of, amazing injection right up front that you kind of lose any incentive to keep going, right? It's just, you know, for a lot of people, that's that end goal, right? That's the drive, the motivation to keep going and creating. And here, for a lot of people, you get that initial gratification. You know, why keep going? And we have unfortunately seen quite a bit of that. And of course, the runs, of course, the scammers. Yes, it's definitely not everybody.
There's a lot of projects that are going to make it through this. And this is what's great about the bear market, is going to weed these people out. But there's a lot of great projects that are going to make it because they actually started a business.
Yes.
And that's really great. Or yes, they didn't realize they started a business, but they rose to the occasion and now they actually got the supports in place, the VCs in place. They built the business plan, they built the team, and now they're going. They're going,
totally,
which is great.
Totally.
But we really wanted this podcast to kind of touch on that and see kind of where we can play a role in that. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But that was a big thing we noticed. A lot of inexperience, a lot of great ideas, and not a lot of Oh man, we just minted out. What do we do now? Sort of thing.
Totally.
You know,
and so, you know, we're summer 22 right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
We're knee deep in a bear market, you know, economies are falling apart.
Oh my
Inflation
God.
Is rampant.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, everyone is saying NFTs are dead. So why the hell are we starting an NFT podcast right now?
Good question, Michael. Good question. because it's, and we kind of touched on this earlier, it's in these times where, you know, there's strife, there's struggle, the gold rush is done, it's not so easy, where the best innovation is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The needle is really going to get pushed in this time. And, case in point, there are more NFTs on OpenSea right now than there were websites in the internet in 2010. So we're talking like years. And this has only been, I don't know, like 18 months of this stuff.
A little bit more. Yeah, exactly.
And we've already got that many NFTs. You know, I'm not saying they're all quality, but the creativity, the drive, the people who are just trying things is there, and it's never been more accessible, which is, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That people literally who may not have had an opportunity can now actually do this. So there's a lot of builders, there's a time to build. And, you know, it is a cliche in the space, but that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
That's kind of why we are here.
Like
and
we were
doing
saying,
another
right?
podcast.
We're in this really exciting time where, again, we're trimming the fat. The market is maturing. The space and industry itself is maturing. And now the real opportunities of really utilizing this technology are coming into place. And, you know, that's even seen in the way that, you know, funding is being
mm-hmm.
dispersed, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't it like in the first two quarters of 2022? You sent me the article. Yeah, it was, I think it was the amount of investment, VC investment in Web3 companies and NFT projects, not like buying into the project, but giving them further money post-mint or pre-mint to actually build a company. There was about 500 deals in Q1, which is insane, and a $14.6 billion in total VC investment just in Q1, which was, it's nuts. It's the first 4 months of 2022, and we've got that much money flowing in addition to people buying into projects.
Yes. So very clearly, the investors aren't scared. Right. They're not really fazed by the bull market. They understand the opportunity. They understand where we are and what we can potentially do moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so do we. And that's largely why we started this podcast and why we're here. So I think maybe before we define our podcast and tell you what it is we're doing here, you know, sometimes it's easier to define what you are or what you're doing by what you're not doing.
Yeah.
And I think maybe let's start by telling you what this podcast will not be.
So first of all, this is not for alpha or for financial advice. We're not here to discuss projects specifically. There's going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, we're not here to provide you with a source of daily news. You know, there's an incredible wealth of resources that already exist that cover that. So we're definitely not doubling down on that, not daily news.
And to that point, we're also not a podcast that's going to be built for onboarding complete newbies to the Web3 space. There are already so many great podcasts that are doing that. And I highly suggest if you're new to Web3 and you stumbled on this podcast, go listen to a couple other ones first and then come back here. We really wanted to target an audience of people who already have a wallet, maybe have bought a project or two, and they are you know, creative people that are like, how can I get involved in this? Maybe they already own a business in, you know, the regular non-digital world and want to get into it. Maybe they're people who currently work and they want to start a business and this is their entrepreneurial foray into the space. And so, yeah, if you need to be onboarded, you need to learn what your wallet is, go elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least we're hoping that people listening to this have at least a bit of a rudimentary knowledge or foundation of what NFTs are, to Katarina's point. But again, one more last thing that, that we are not, and that we're not planning on doing, is we're not going to be shilling any projects here, at least not, you know, in the traditional sense. We're, you know, we're not here to tell you, the latest thing to ape into or the latest project to 10X on. Yeah. Definitely not our space. Tons of podcasts like that already
exist.
And if
we're going to talk about projects, it's going to be projects we're talking about because of, you know, what they're doing as a business.
Yes.
How they're revolutionizing the space.
Yes. So, you know, for us, given our backgrounds, you know, me coming from a marketing and advertising background, you from entrepreneurship.
And CPG.
And CPG, yeah. We really wanted to build something that intersects, you know, and combines these two worlds, right? You know, a place, you know, for creative idea generation, for business creation, business opportunity, that sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is a really big point why I was really motivated to do this podcast, is because I know a lot of entrepreneurs who don't understand yet the impact of NFTs and, you know, Web3, cryptocurrency, and how all we're entering this new era of digital or digital items and digital commerce and digital everything. And it's not just, you know, Shopify. It's bigger than that, much bigger than that. And the thing is that, like, NFTs, blockchain, Web3, they're going to change the way we interact everything in the next 5 years. And I can back that up. World Economic Forum, you know, I pay attention to what they say sometimes because they've tended to kind of predict the future.
Yep.
And an article that came out May 22nd of this year, they basically were talking about the 10 different ways in the next 5 years how the world is going to evolve. And one of those big things, what third point was the fact that NFTs and Web3 are going to completely revolutionize how commerce is conducted. And specifically, they were referencing digital items or physical goods that have an NFT authentication with them, which is, you know, that's true. I think it's going to be much bigger than that.
Totally.
I think there's a lot more applications beyond these digital goods, but it's a great way to start. It's a great way to get, you know, traditional entrepreneurs, even mom and pops, thinking as like, how can we incorporate this whole new way of conducting business, conducting commerce into our business, existing or future?
It's a huge one. And, you know, for us, you know, we're kind of noticing the space. We're noticing the people in the space and, you know, the kind of profile picture mania and the expensive overpriced JPEGs have turned off a lot of people off NFTs. You know, we do hear this quite a bit. You know, a lot of people think it's just a passing fad. You know, it's ridiculous. They really simply don't understand it and don't see the value in it. And, you know, that's totally fair. It is. It's fair.
You know what? I think a big part of it, too, for people I've spoken to that aren't really digital savvy people, is the fact that they can't hold it or physically have it in their possession. They don't realize this is digital authentication. They think it's like, yeah, this is not going to go anywhere. But, you know, they're the same people who also said, you know, online shopping wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I get it. I get the skepticism. It's definitely a trickier thing to wrap your head around. But I think that's what we're aiming to do with something like this too, is we want to help current entrepreneurs who maybe are a little curious, maybe want to dab a little in the space to see how, you know, they can either start a business in the space or adapt their current and existing business or brand to the space and, you know, give them that competitive edge. And, you know, the other thing is that Kat and I, and she kind of touched base on this at the very beginning, is we just can't shut up about NFTs to one another. We're constantly talking about business ideas within the space, constantly.
Emphasis on the constant.
Yes.
It's like the only thing we talk about now, which I don't have an issue with. Yeah. I love it.
Yes, me too.
I think it's great.
Me too. But you know, as a result, you know, we're very passionate about this and we really want to share that passion with other entrepreneurs, creative people, other people trying to get into the space. And so we just have a shit ton of ideas and not enough time in the day to make them all happen, to bring them all to fruition. And that's part of the value we want to provide you know, through this.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So maybe now we jump to, you know, what is this podcast going to be? What are we going to be doing
here? Yeah, we defined what it wasn't. And realistically, as we kind of said at the beginning, if you remember, is we want to provide ideas, insights, and opportunities for brands and businesses to enter Web3 or innovate within Web3, or people who work a corporate job who want to get into Web3. Like, just basically approach it from a business perspective and give people the chance to jump in and make it a huge difference.
Yeah. And there's going to be a few ways we're going to do that. We really want to jump into the specifics of various fields and various industries, mm-hmm. you know, NFTs X healthcare, NFTs X real estate, you know, NFTs X sport, and really figure out a format to talk about and provide ideas and insights mm-hmm. Within this, you know, that come from not only our own observations, but also, you know, studies and market trends that we do tend to stay on top of.
Yeah, a lot of our own observations. And we also want to use this podcast as a way to support existing NFT creators and that are making great businesses and really highlight the hard work they're doing and the quality of what they're doing and the impact of what they're doing. So that's a really important part.
Yeah.
And then exploring a whole new method as well to build products or services in traditional markets, as we said earlier, giving people who are in traditional markets the opportunity to get in. And then as a space innovates, we'd also love to interview cultural frontrunners, innovators that are really pushing the needle both outside and inside the Web3 space.
Like we've got our own ideas, of course, but there are many people who are innovating, pushing the needle forward. And, you know, these are the type of people we want to bring on, want to interview, want to talk with, because they're the visionaries moving the space forward. And that's the kind of value of and content we want to bring to people listening.
Yeah, I just want to even say there's like a going back. I had the opportunity to go to VCon this year. It was amazing. It was amazing. And it was part of the inspiration to get going on this. But I think the really big thing that hit me, and this is why I bring this up, is the fact that, you know, we're going to talk, so we're listening to founders talk. And they've, you know, there's some that are famous beforehand, UFC fighters, Snoop Dogg, like Gary Vee, come on. Like the guy's been around the block. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of people who are heavy hitters getting in, which is awesome. But you've got a lot of people there that like you didn't know them before they got into NFTs.
Yeah.
Like a great example, somebody I look up to a lot is Deadfellas and Betty and Syke. Like I'm not from Australia. I've never heard of them in my life until Deadfellas came out and Betty did a fantastic talk at VCon, and mm-hmm. it was really inspiring to think, wow, Betty, you've only been here for like 8 months.
Yeah.
That literally could be anybody, including us, could be you, could be anybody who's like, there's an opportunity here. Like that's when we say it's early, like that's how early it is. Like the people who were at this huge conference, like it was a massive
people
conference.
Who are speakers, who are the ones talking about the state of the space right now, have been in it for less than a year, many of them.
Which is astounding. Like
yes.
There's no conference I've ever been to where the people who are talking were that new.
Yes.
And that's what's really cool.
Yes.
You know, the opportunity level, the playing field is a little bit more fair here, you know?
Yes. And so, you know, that's a large part of what we want to bring in. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are already in the space, but also, you know, maybe some crypto curious entrepreneurs who may not be in the space yet and through an episode or two want to experiment and explore how they can enter it and find their footing.
Oh, yeah. Like one really cool thing we'd love to do in time is maybe go on Twitter and do live podcasts on Twitter where people can pitch their idea and talk to us about their idea, and maybe we can get some collaboration, a little bit of a think tank going, getting people to talk about how their furniture company can enter Web3.
Yes.
You know, that's one example, but.
And I know that sounds, you know, maybe crazy to some people listening to this, but this is exactly where we are headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, we couldn't be more excited. So we're incredibly excited for where the space is headed.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Are we excited, Michael?
A little bit. Just a little tiny
bit. I don't
think
we're excited. This is boring. This is nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we're excited, guys, and obviously. And a big reason for my excitement is because of the bear market, because the easy money is gone. You know, like at first when we entered, we're like, oh my gosh, if we can come out of a project, maybe we can go hard and really make it. But I'm kind of glad that it's kind of
over.
Because it's more realistic to launch a project and do a seed round and make, you know, 100,000, 200,000, 300, like even 500 is a bit high. But now we're dealing with real money where we're going to be actually applying it to build real businesses, not just, you know, fuck you money. Because, like, let's be honest. Like,
yeah, a lot of it was. I mean, it would be a lie to say that a lot of people didn't get into the space because of the opportunity and the prospect of easy money at mm-hmm. the very beginning, right? It's the gold rush, it's the mania, it's what we all heard through you know, legacy media and the news cycle, right? Is just constantly all these young people getting rich selling JPEGs. And, you know, the space has definitely matured. It's definitely changed a bit. And that's part of what we're excited. You know, we're excited for the wave of innovation.
And building.
You know, and building, yeah, from those who are serious, right? From those who are still in the space mm-hmm. right now, who aren't fazed or scared by the bear market. That's where a large part of our excitement comes from.
Yeah.
And, you know, a large part of it too is the tech is neutral, right? That's the beauty of, yeah, of this, right?
It's awesome.
Technology is good or bad, depending on who's using it and the purposes that they are using it for. And I think one reason why we're very excited about this podcast and what we aim to do is we really want to be sort of a starting point slash source of inspiration for people to use this technology for, yeah, good, for them to grow good businesses, you know, provide real value and bring more people into Web3 who want to push the space forward in an amazing way. And so we really hope that this ends up being maybe sort of a starting point or a source of inspiration for people,
yeah,
you know, to use this tech for good and provide real value to humanity. So,
like, one thing though we have to get across here, everyone listening to this, like, this is the future.
It,
or at least one significant part of the future
pillar. Yeah,
we want to grow this together, we want to support one another, and we want to build a space just to do that. Like, I'm going to bring it back to VCon. There was a really great talk that I went to that was from a congressman who's on a big Bitcoin committee, I guess, for Congress. Yeah. He has a Canadian, I don't pay attention, but the one thing he said that really stuck with me, and I yap about this to everybody, is the fact that he said the government's going to catch up. They don't fully get it yet. They're very slow, as bureaucracies tend to be, but they will catch up and they will want to control it. And this time right now is our opportunity as creatives, as innovators, as entrepreneurs, to build an equitable, fair, exciting, colorful, decentralized network of, you know, businesses and opportunities that aren't necessarily, you know, you don't have to be in the little boys club or know this person or that person with that much money to get in. Like, you can, for once, you can have a creative idea and get paid to actually build that out instead of having to go and, you know, sell yourself to a bunch of VCs, at least at first. Like, you can actually just raise the money, yeah, up from your fans.
Yeah. And it's really giving power back to the creator. And that's something that we are very, very excited for. It's going to uproot a lot of our traditional system and the way that business has been done and will be, you know, orchestrated moving forward.
Mm-hmm. It's the future. And this is the time to innovate now before those bureaucracies pivot and catch up and try and swallow everything whole. Because by then, maybe we'll have built enough that they can't.
Yeah. And
which
so
would be cool.
I would say TLDR, this is why this podcast is called Not a JPEG, because we are looking at the future of where this technology will go and your place and position in it. So,
ta-da.
Ta-da. That's kind of it in a nutshell, right?
Yep. That's basically it. So thanks for listening for your first one. We're excited for the next episode. But if you're excited about NFTs and how they're going to revolutionize literally everything in this world, please do us a favor and do the following. Check us out on Twitter at Not a JPEG Podcast. It's also on Instagram and on YouTube. Go watch this video. We're going to be filming every single one of our podcasts. Yep. So you can listen, you can watch us yap at each other. Yep. And if you're somebody who's interested and overlap with our excitement or values and want to be on this podcast, just reach out. DM us. We'd love to hear from you. Just putting it out as a manifestation goal, we would like to hit 1,000 followers on Twitter to then do that live Twitter space we were talking about earlier in the episode. So tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your siblings, tell your friends, tell everybody, your neighbor, that Not a JPEG is your new favorite podcast. Thanks so much. too. Good job. First run, and we did it.
Bye-bye.